This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Okay, bismillah, salatu wassalamu ala rasulillah, wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Thumma amma ba'd, everyone, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh once again. I am going to try to illustrate how the surah is organized with an overview, inshallah. It's a challenging task because this is a very text-based correlation, and I'm trying to present it visually, so it is a bit challenging, but we'll try to do our best, bi-idhnillah. These are the six section ayah number breakdowns of the surah, 1 to 4, 5 to 15, this was the longest one, 16 to 22, etc., etc. I'll just give maybe one or two terms for each, so we have kind of a mental picture of what each section was about, okay? So one was basically primarily about Allah's power. تبارك الذي بيده الملك وهو على كل شيء قدير خلق الموت والحياة خلق سبع سماوات طباقا. You know, so it's, I mean, there are other subjects, but it's overwhelmingly about Allah's power, okay? And Allah's constancy. The word tabarak, it's not just power, it's going to be there forever, right? Because it's a buruku shay, it's going to stay forever. The next passage is actually about, you could basically say, heaven and hell. Even though they had the skies and the earth, if you remember, the sky was a preview of hell and the earth was a preview of Jannah. And that was going on. But basically, it's talking about heaven and hell in this passage, okay? Our third passage is the immediate threat. It has other elements, but I'll remind you what it is. Do you feel the earth will swallow you? Do you feel this? Do you feel safe that the sky won't bombard you? You know, is this the army you're going to use to stand up against Ar-Rahman? And then he said, are these the people that are going to be providing for you? Is this the one that's going to provide for you? And in the middle, he sprinkled some reflections. Didn't they look at the bird? How can someone who walks on their face or keeps falling on their face be more guided than someone who walks straight? That's basically, but more than anything else, it talks about the immediate threat that is coming, right? The fourth section was just two ayat. It was, he raised you up, gave you youthful energy, and gave you hearing, seeing, and the ability to have passionate hearts. How ungrateful you are. He made you older and eventually put you back in the earth. This is about mortality. Right? Or short life. You can just say, the gifts he's given you in this short life and what you should make how you should make the most of them. That's clear so far? Okay? Then they start questioning the promise. وَيَقُولُونَ مَتَى هَذَا الْوَعْدِ إِن كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ. So they basically ask when. When what? When will heaven and hell come? When will judgment day come? Etc., etc. Okay, when will we be gathered? And finally, Allah mentions, you're not capable of killing anyone. And you couldn't even stop the water from coming. You understand? So basically, here, it's, you are weak. Okay? Basically. If you look at section 1, Allah established that He's powerful. If you look at section 6, He established that we're weak. You see that? If you look at section 2, Allah described heaven and hell. And if you look at section 5, people question, when is it coming? When is what coming? Heaven and hell. The most elaborate place that this promise has been described is here. There's an immediate threat coming. How much time do you have to prepare for that immediate threat? A very short time. Life is short. These two are tied together. Not only is there a linear progression, there's actually a symmetrical correlation in all of the passages of the surah. You see it? So this is a bird's eye view. We're going to dig in a little bit, but I wanted to give you an overview. Allah's power compared with our weakness. Heaven and hell compared with the question, when is it going to happen anyway? And then He might take the earth away from you. He might pour, the sky might pour down on you, etc., etc. And you have very little lives anyway. This is your life as a nation is short. And this is your life as an individual is short. Right? So just because you think you're safe as a nation, you're still not safe as an individual. So don't feel secure. And thus the surah forms this perfect symmetry. Okay? Now we're going to dig in a little bit. And I'll just do this orally because there's too much to write down. But try to listen and pay attention because so long as you have this map, you'll be fine. Okay? Okay, so I'm doing these right now. Okay? How are these two more closely connected? In this one, you remember Allah said, يَخْسِفَ بِكُمُ الْأَرْضِ The earth will swallow you. Right? And by contrast, in the other one He said, He allowed you to grow. أَنْشَأَكُمْ رَبَى And إِنْشَاء also means رَبِيعَ He allowed you to sprout. On the contrast, right now the earth hasn't swallowed you, the earth is letting you out. Right? And ذَرَأَكُمْ He lets you spread and grow old. And here the earth is swallowing you. So it's not letting you move, it's taking you in. If you look at this passage, if you remember, there were two questions asked. Let me remind you of those questions. أَأَمِنْتُمْ أَنْ يَخْسِفَ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاءِ أَنْ يَخْسِفَ بِكُمُ الْأَرْضِ أَأَمِنْتُمْ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاءِ أَنْ يُرْسِلَ عَلَيْكُمْ حَاصِبًا Two questions were asked. Do you feel safe that the earth might swallow you? Do you feel safe that the sky might pour down on you with pebbles, with stones? Listen to these warnings. The call was to what? Listen. Listen to these warnings. Because they can't see it. They can only what? Listen to it. Immediately followed by that, He said, don't they look at the bird? Allah said, أَوَلَمْ يَرَوْا إِلَى الطَّيْرِ Right? So first He said, listen. Then He said what? See. He followed it again. Is this your army that's going to protect you against Ar-Rahman? Is this the army? Are these the ones that are going to provide for you? This is again, listen. Followed by the one walking on their face. Are they more guided? Which is a visual image to what? See. What I'm saying is in this passage you have listen and then see. And then listen and then see. And if you do properly listen and properly see, your hearts would change, isn't it? If you look at this passage over here, He says, قُلْ هُوَ الَّذِي أَنْشَأَكُمْ وَجَعَلَ لَكُمُ السَّمْعَ وَالْأَبْصَارَ وَالْأَفْئِدَةَ He gave you the ability to listen and see and hearts. So He actually gave a demonstration of hearing and seeing here. And then He said, look, the faculties that you needed to benefit from that reminder are already there. He established that case. Okay, so we've done this passage and this passage. I'm going to cross these out so you're less confused and you think it's uglier. Okay, now I'm going to compare this guy with this guy. Which is a pretty obvious comparison, but nonetheless. They say, let me tell you what happens. Allah talked about the sky and how it's used to protect against who, you remember? The sky is used to protect against? رجوم الشياطين, this casting like meteors at devils. And then hell has been prepared for them. And then there was this elaborate description of hell. As they're being thrown, they hear the violent noises. And you know, they say if we only listened and thought, we wouldn't have been among the people, and they admit their sin. May they be put away, far away, right? And then it was contrasted with, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَخْشَوْنَ رَبَّهُمْ بِالْغَيْبِ People who fear their master in the unseen. And also they themselves are in the unseen. They'll have forgiveness, a great compensation. You can tell what you want to say openly, or you can make it secret. He knows what's going on inside the chest. Doesn't He know who He created? He's incredibly subtle. He has all the news. يَعْلَمُ مَنْ خَلَقْ وَهُوَ اللَّطِيفُ الْخَبِيرُ Right? So this was that passage. And then it concluded with the earth. So it started with the sky and it ended with the earth, right? جَعَلَ لَكُمُ الْأَرْضَ ذَلُولًا فَمْشُوا فِي مَنَاكِبِهَا وَكُلُوا مِنْ رِزْقِهِ وَإِلَيْهِ النُّشُورُ That's right here. It ends here. Right? He made the earth humble for you. Go around in all of its nooks and crannies. Go deep into the earth and find whatever you can for yourselves, right? Now on the flip side of it, يَقُولُونَ مَتَى هَذَا الْوَعْدُ إِن كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ What promise? They say, this, when is this promise going to materialize? If you actually are telling the truth. Where is the promise more described than anywhere else in the whole surah? Here. It's actually referring back to that elaborate promise. I promise you, you're going to stand in front of Allah as you're going to be thrown into hell. This is the question that's going to be asked of you. You're going to be admitting to everything you did. Those who were, you know, those who feared are going to be forgiven. That entire promise is now being questioned. The second interesting thing here is, the Prophet is told to say, إِنَّمَا أَنَا نَذِيرٌ I am just a warner. He says this over here. I am just a warner. That's the middle ayah, 26. إِنَّمَا أَنَا نَذِيرٌ مُبِينٌ And here, did the warner come up? Didn't the warner come to you? Yeah, he did, but we dismissed him. It's like the messenger is saying, look, I'm here now. Take advantage of me now, because you'll be talking about me later. And you'll regret it. It's been put in context. So nadir and nadir comes together. Then of course, my favorite part of this, here, what is their regret? Do you know what they look back and regret as they're being thrown in hell? If we only listened and thought. They said the only way they will believe is when they what? And that is why here, regretfully, فَلَمَّا رَأَوْهُ زُلْفَةً When they see it come face to face, when they see it come close, their faces are going to be terrible. Here they said, if we only listened and thought. And they don't question about seeing, because seeing's coming. You're not going to be worrying about if we only saw. Nobody's going to wish they saw ahead of time. Nobody's going to wish for that. You see how these two correspond to each other and complete each other? And I'm leaving my favorite for last, so I'll erase everything else. As an overview, does it make sense to you that Allah's power should be contrasted with what? Our weakness? Human weakness? Makes sense. Allah's perfection is best appreciated when you internalize your own imperfection. Allah's wisdom is best internalized when you realize your own stupidity. Allah's power, when you have your own weakness. Allah's greatness, when you have your own insignificance. That is actually how we internalize our faith. Right? So, تَبَارَكَ الَّذِي بِيَدِهِ الْمُلْكُ وَهُوَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٌ الَّذِي خَلَقَ الْمَوْتِ What does that mean? Death. And what? He created death and what? Life. Right? It's horribly written, but okay. Death and life. Last passage. قُلْ أَرَأَيْتُمْ إِنْ أَهْلَكَنِيَ اللَّهُ وَمَنْ مَعِيَ أَوْ رَحِمَنَا If he kills us, or shows us mercy. Does that correspond to death and life? Death with being killed, life with being shown mercy? Repeats itself. Perfectly. If you look at another correlation, he says, وَهُوَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ He's capable of all things. He is actually capable of killing us too. And he is capable of punishing you فَمَنْ يُجِيرُ الْكَافِرِينَ مِنْ عَذَابٍ أَلِيمٍ He is capable of taking your water away too. إِنْ أَصْبَحَ مَاءُكُمْ غَوْرًا Actually, هُوَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ Anything he's capable of doing is mentioned hypothetically at the end of the surah. فَمَا هُوَ الْقَدِيرُ عَلَيْهِ What is he capable of? The stuff at the end. I love this one. Here he said, وَهُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الْغَفُورُ Maybe I should write in English. Hold on. The board is getting dirtier. He said he created death and life so he can test you. Which of you is best? Better in terms of deed. And then he gave two of his names. The authority. And the forgiving. Right? So you should hope that he doesn't execute his authority on you, and that he what? forgives you. And here you ask the question, who will rescue? Who rescues from painful punishment? مَنْ يُجِيرُ الْكَافِرِينَ مِنْ عَذَابٍ أَلِيمٍ. Think about this. Who has the power to give punishment? The authority. Who has the power to protect you from that punishment? The forgiver. It's actually going back to accept him as Al-Aziz Al-Ghafoor. Ar-Rahman. First passage. مَا تَرَى فِي خَلْقِ الرَّحْمَانِ مِنْ تَفَاوُلٍ. In the creation of Ar-Rahman, you find no flaws. When you appreciate his creation, it increases you in faith of him. And at the end of the surah, you say, قُلْ هُوَ الرَّحْمَانُ آمَنَّا بِهِ وَعَلَيْهِ تَوَكَّلْنَا. You go back to Ar-Rahman, the one who's flawless. You say in the beginning, this is actually what I find really awesome, and I'll conclude with this. مَا تَرَى فِي خَلْقِ. I gotta write this down, this is awesome. مَا تَرَى, you don't see. Flaw. So look back. So look back. هَلْ تَرَى مِنْ فُطُور? Right? فَرْجِعِ الْبَصَر. Then he says, do you see a crack? So look again. Look and look again. Right? And the Arabic word is ma tara and then hal tara. How many times do you see tara? Twice. Do you see? Do you not see? You know, don't see any crack? Do you even see? Okay? At the end of the surah, last passage. قُلْ أَرَأَيْتُمْ قُلْ أَرَأَيْتُمْ. I'll translate. Did you see? Did you see? He said in the beginning, look, look. At the end of the surah, have you seen yet? Have you seen yet? He echoes the question, the invitation in the beginning. So hasn't a time come for you to see yet? هَلْ تَرَى مِنْ فُطُورٍ أَرَأَيْتُمْ مِنْ أَصْبَحَ مَاؤُكُمْ غَوْرًا أَرَأَيْتُمْ مِنْ أَهْلَكَنِيَ اللَّهُ مَنْ مَعِيَ. And thus concludes the incredible architecture of Surah Al-Mulk. This absolutely remarkable architecture of Surah Al-Mulk. May Allah Azza wa Jal give us an appreciation of his book. مَا تَرَى فِي مَا نَرَى فِي كَلَامِ الرَّحْمَانِ مِنْ تَفَاوُتٍ. We don't see any gap, anything missing in the speech of Allah. May Allah Azza wa Jal help us complete this project. Make dua that I'm able to do so. I'm hoping this lifetime is enough for the Mushaf. Inshallah ta'ala. Barakallahu li wa lakum. Wa iyakum. Hayyakum Allah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.